Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Hi, welcome to Art Speak. Today, I'm joined by Marian Lambert, curator of Swan Coach House Gallery, and Forward Arts Foundation member and former Emerging Artist Award chairman, Sarah Hare. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
So today we're talking about the Emerging Artist Award 15th year retrospective exhibition at the Swan Coach House Gallery. It's ending this Saturday, November 2nd, and the retrospective features works from each of the 15 past winners of the Emerging Artist Awards. So can you talk about these works and what it's like to put together a retrospective show that includes so many kinds of works from 15 years? Span of 15 years.
Of course, we have to make it look good because there's such a diversity among the artists. The way I curated it was a little different this year. Normally, I select the artist and then I do studio visits and I select the work that I want. This year, I sort of did let the artists decide what they would like to do to represent themselves since they had won the award. And so really, it's mostly recent work that they chose to put in. And curiously enough, a lot of it has followed the dictates that they began with when they first were shown as an emerging artist. And so if they gave me a choice of two or three pieces, I'd select one. Or I would say, I really like this latest work you're doing. Would you be comfortable putting that in? But I didn't really go through the way I normally do and choose from a whole big body of work.
And can you mention some of the artists that are a part of this exhibition?
Yes. Well, our very first artist was Carl Joe Williams. He's wonderful, young. I say young. He was young when he won it 15 years ago. He now lives in New Orleans. He does black historical work, but now a lot of it has to do with New Orleans and the music scene there. You can actually see his work at the head of the escalator when you come into the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport and come up that big elevator into the lobby of the airport. There's a piece of his on the right. Morgan Alexander is our latest artist, and he hasn't had his show yet. He won it this year, but he won't have a show until April. So Carl Joe runs from figurative work that's easily understood, and Morgan is much more conceptual, and the piece that's in the show right now is a great big block of dandelion seeds. And he brought it in. We had to have everything perfect. We had to have the pedestal just the right size because it will decay over time. And so it started out as this wonderful, perfect square that he had brought in a square box and just had lifted up. And then very nervous about it at the opening, thinking the dandelion seeds would blow away. But they all stayed together. It was amazing. And they're just now beginning, just sort of one at a time, a little dandelion seed whisked down. And the whole intent of it is that it does dissolve and become from a perfect square into, we don't know, sort of a little puddle at the end. Right. We don't know yet.
Well, thank you for letting me know a little bit about the artists that we're going to be able to see there. And I also wanted to know how you guys really decided on the show and knowing that you wanted to do a 15-year retrospective.
The Forward Arts Foundation is very proud of this award that's been around for 15 years. And as a group, we decided that we would love to see where these artists, Carl and Morgan, where they were and where they were going now with their career. And we thought it would be very nice to have the retrospective up.
And is there anything else you guys would like to talk about this exhibition before we wrap it up today?
Well, let me give you a little history about the Forward Arts Foundation. It was founded in 1965, so we are about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the organization. The organization was started by 12 incredible women in Atlanta whose primary purpose was to raise funds for the visual arts in Atlanta. We've given money towards anything from the High Museum to the Contemporary to support the art studios. And in the late 1990s, the Forward Arts Foundation recognized a dwindling art support for individual artists, and the board decided under the leadership of Betty Edge to come up with some type of monetary award to help individual artists, and thus that's how the Emerging Artist Award came about. $172,000 later, And we are proud to have given out that amount of money over the years to help support artists in their endeavors.
So just to wrap it up today, can you give us a list of all of the artists that we can see in this exhibition?
Yes, it's interesting to me, and of course, one of the main points of having the Foundation Award was to keep our really talented artists here in Atlanta, give them something to boost their confidence in their work, and hopefully to stay in Atlanta and not feel like they have to go to Atlanta or other major art areas in order to get the support that they need. So this has been a big boost for a lot of the young emerging artists that are coming out of here, of whom we have many, many, many talented. But just for now, I'll give you a list of the artists that from the time from 2000 when they first began, when it first began, was Carl Joe Williams, then Deborah Elaine Johnson, David Eisenhower, one of the three that is no longer in Atlanta but wants to come back, Ruth Dussault, Matt Hefner, Grady Halgerud, and Maureen Manker. Santiago de Pauli is from Argentina and has gone back there, but maintains contacts here. Paul Stephen Benjamin, Cosmo White, Joe Rodriguez, Patricia Patterson, Bourne, who still goes under his graffiti tag, but his name is Todd Jordan. And Morgan Alexander is our latest.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today and letting me know a little bit about the 15th year retrospective exhibition. It is on view until this Saturday, November 2nd. So if you guys can take the time to get out there, that would be great. Again, this has been ArtSpeak, and we'll see you next week.